This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. For the first time, Colorado is detailing its history of forced assimilation of indigenous children around the turn of the 20th century. Led by a state archaeologist, History Colorado has completed and released a year of extensive document research. Ernest House Jr. is a Ute Mountain Ute tribal member and a former head of the Colorado Commission of Indian Affairs.
I hope that either by the governor's office or by the state legislature, that there's an attempt that the research continue so that we can fully include tribes in what that long-term healing process is.
House says today's report is just a starting point in a path of healing and reconciliation between the state and Native communities. A new survey from AAA Colorado says more than half of Coloradans are planning to travel over Thanksgiving or Christmas. AAA's Skylar McKinley says travelers should book flights soon for the lowest prices.
If you know you're going to go somewhere for Thanksgiving, book now. If you know you're going to go somewhere for Christmas, book no later than this time next month.
McKinley says flights tend to be cheaper on off-peak travel days. The University of Colorado Boulder has hired a New Mexico state senator as its first leader of Native American affairs, CPR's Paolo Shalcita reports.
Benny Shendo, a member of the Jemez Pueblo tribe, will be CU's first ever associate vice chancellor for Native American affairs. Shendo, a CU grad himself, will communicate with tribal communities on behalf of the university. The state hopes to increase indigenous student populations across Colorado through a law that offers in-state tuition to members of tribes with historical ties to Colorado. I'm Paolo Shalcita, CPR News.
The Denver Sheriff's Department says a woman they discovered non-responsive in a downtown detention center is still alive. The sheriff's office says it regrets the miscommunication, saying that the person had died while in custody. They now say the unidentified woman is still receiving care, and the sheriff's office is trying to contact the woman's relatives. Again, it's cooler across the state with highs today in the 50s and 60s. Maybe warmer again by the weekend. This is CPR News.